Today, 101.5 is joined by Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer at the UniSC School of Business. He's here to walk us through an exciting opportunity for Queensland's community sector, the 2026 Skilling Queenslanders for Work Funding Round. With $80 million on the table each year, this state government initiative is helping not-for-profits deliver training and employment pathways for Queenslanders facing barriers to work, from young people and veterans to mature-age job seekers and more. Wayne, great to have you with us. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Deb. And as you mentioned, the Skilling Queenslanders for Work, it is a state government opportunity and it's commonly referred to as SKU. So that's what I'll be referring to the program as in today's discussion. So you're right, Deb, it's for community-based, not-for-profit organisations who can apply for funding to deliver projects that support the unemployed and the underemployed Queenslanders. And they do this by helping them to gain qualifications and skills so that they can enter or perhaps re-enter the workforce. As you mentioned, support is offered to young people and people with a disability, but also Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, mature age job seekers, women looking to re-enter the workforce, veterans and ex-ADF members and their families, people from cultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and also recently released prisoners. Now, each of these areas has a specific program with funding amounts that vary across the different initiatives, just depending on the nature of the project. The initiative represents a commitment by the state government to increase workforce participation, to drive jobs growth, and to strengthen the performance of the Queensland economy by literally helping people to develop their skills and to re-enter the workforce, because many of these people, Deb, that are facing barriers to employment and training. The initiative responds to critical skill shortages and the changing labour market conditions to help address some of those workforce needs that we need across all of Queensland's vast regions. So the initiative is supported by a statewide regional network that are closely and collaboratively forming partnerships with community-based organisations, but also includes peak industry associations and some of the really large employers, so that we can have a really good handle on what those industry and labour market needs are. The focus, as I mentioned, is training and education. So this could be non-accredited short courses, you know, all the way through to a Certificate 3 vocational qualification. So those that are looking to get involved in SKU and the different projects can do so. However, there are some eligibility criteria, Deb. So firstly, they must be Queensland residents. Secondly, they must be 15 years or older, and therefore willing to be no longer at school. And there's no upper age limit. So there's no age limit, but you do need to be 15. You also need to be an Australian citizen or an Australian permanent resident or a temporary resident with the necessary visas in place or a New Zealand citizen. Job seekers and underutilised Queensland workers can access assistance through SKU and do not have to belong to one of those groups that I just listed. However, if you feel as though this initiative might be something that you would benefit from, you just need to contact the department. A key issue that needs to be carefully considered when recruiting is the capacity of the individuals to undertake and successfully complete these nationally accredited training and progress into employment. So that's just something else for everyone to consider, those seeking work, those likely to employ, and those non-profit community-based organisations that I mentioned. Should also reflect, Deb, that this is the 2026 round. Last year in 2025, the Moreton Bay region did really well. There are lots of different projects and lots of different local community-based organisations that were able to be involved in last year's SKU round, and well over $1 million poured into our region. So I'd love to see the same thing happen again this year. So the funding round closes on the 7th of May, and to find out more, you can can call 1300 369 935 or just search for Skilling Queenslanders for Work on your favourite search engine.
And that wraps up today's conversation with Dr. Wayne Graham about the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Thank you for joining us, Wayne. This is a genuine opportunity for community-based not-for-profits to deliver training and employment pathways for Queenslanders facing real barriers to work, from young people and veterans to mature-age job seekers and more. Remember, the funding round closes 7th May, so don't delay. Call 1300 369 935 or search Skilling Queenslanders for Work to find out more. Thanks for listening. And to hear more from Dr. Wayne Graham about opportunities for business and employment, search podcasts on 1015fm.com.au.